to Ghost Writers Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were an Easter egg, where would you be hiding? I would be hiding amongst the dandelions. Today I'll be sharing the bundle of sticks from the Children's Aesop, selected fables retold by Stephanie Colmanson, illustrated by Robert Byrd. As a kid, this was not necessarily one of my favorite fables. If it didn't have a personified element of nature or an animal, it didn't hold my interest as much. As an adult, I find this fable valuable, and I'll explain all that afterward. One evening, a father who was about to set off on a long journey gathered his children together and said, "There is something important I want you to know, but rather than tell you in words, I will show you what I mean." The father handed a bundle of sticks to his eldest son. "I want you to break this bundle of sticks in two," he said. "Yes, father," said the eldest son. He took the bundle in his hands and, with a mighty effort, tried to break the sticks. Again and again he tried, but he could not do it. "It is no use, father," he said. "I cannot break the bundle in two." "Pass the bundle to your sister and let her try," the father said. The sister took her turn trying to break the bundle of sticks, but could not do it either. "Now let your youngest brother try," said the father. The youngest son tried as hard as the others, but it was no use. He could not break the bundle in two, so he handed it back to his father. The father untied the bundle and gave one stick to each of his children. "See if you can break the sticks now," he said. Of course, the sticks broke easily. "Have I made myself clear?" asked the father. "Yes," said the youngest son. "If we stand together like the bundle of sticks, we will be strong. But if we become divided and stand alone," continued the sister, "we can easily be broken." The eldest son said it this way, "In union there is strength." And I think the reason this is so timeless is because it takes the aging process to test the theory. Myself, I come from an entirely broken home. But now that I'm in the presence of a family that helps one another and stands up for one another and cares for one another, I see what my family was lacking. And I see that example in Leah's family. They're very close. And then also in my aunt and uncle's family. They really work together as a unit. And so this theme, you can find it anywhere you look. In friend groups, in family units, in school when we were learning about the history of the United States and how Benjamin Franklin had made this sketch of a serpent divided into segments. United we stand, divided we fall. It's a simple statement, a simple drawing, but it speaks volumes. And I think that's the allure to these fables. Some are more straightforward than others. This is certainly one of those, but no less thought-provoking. A few episodes back when I was talking about the Two Pots fable, that one swam in my brain more, pun intended. It seemed like there was a lot more to digest with that, and I don't know if that's because I rejected the moral of the story initially and had to recover from that, versus this, I see the wisdom in it and I agreed from the start. But even beyond that, I think I've had to live it to understand it. I grew up with this fable as a kid. My tiny hands fumbled through this book. I'm coming away with the same lesson, but it strikes deeper. There is a richness to it. Also, I'm going to share the illustration of this on Facebook because we have the daughter on the far reader's left. I am all for the short torso life because I have one, but this girl's torso seems unusually short. There's just something not right. It seems like kind of a patchworked girl. Anyway, here I am tearing this poor gal down, but she is, after all, just a drawing. It reminds me a lot of one of my favorite books growing up. In a dark, dark room. She looks like she belongs in that book. I used to check that book out at our library all of the time. In fact, that's where I learned the word corpse. I had brought it home from the library. I was at my grandma and grandpa's house. My grandma was out on her sunroom, sitting in her wicker couch, smoking a cigarette. And I ran over to her with the book and I said, "How do you say this word?" And I would love to ask her, she's deceased, what she thought of that moment. Because of course, the next question was, "Well, what's a corpse?" And she's like, "Well, it's a dead body." Anyway, wow, I'm really taking this to a dark place on this lighthearted fable. I had to dodge the tornado sirens to get this thing recorded, but everything's good over here. If anything, it just made me excited. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next week.